Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us live in the studio is the mayor of Kewaunee, Gary Moore. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
Doing well. Obviously, probably a little well-rested considering the shortness of last night's meeting.
Last night was one of the shortest. I'm not going to complain about that one.
Well, let's talk about what was on the agenda last night. The facilities usage agreement with both Kewaunee and Weathersfield schools seems like a relatively simple issue, but kind of give people an explanation of what that means.
Well, as you know, we have a fairly large TIF district, and part of the TIF district, this kind of goes hand in hand with the TIF district. The taxes collected on TIF district are not distributed to the schools or any other taxing bodies. They're used to put in a fund to be put back into that district for businesses that are wanting to expand or new businesses. They can apply for grants from that TIF money. And so, you know, when that money is not being distributed back to the school districts and such, you know, that kind of cuts into their budget. And so this is just a way that, you know, when we're transferring money from one TIF to another, there's going to be money that's going to come off the top of that that's going to go to the school districts to help keep them whole. Because, you know, between our two school districts, you know, they're one of the largest employers within the city. You know, and they have what is sometimes a monumental task of, you know, educating, our town's youth. So, you know, we want to do everything to keep those school districts viable and make sure that they have the funds that they need to do the job necessary.
So you felt that everything in that ordinance last night should answer all questions?
Yeah, that was we had a discussion on that matter, if you recall, at the last meeting. And so then last night it was just a vote on to accept what we discussed at the last meeting. It was put into writing. And so that was just a vote to solidify what we had discussed at the last meeting.
Also on last night's agenda, a new police vehicle.
Yeah, you know, we went quite a few years without replacing any vehicles at all, and we kind of got, you know, put behind the eight ball a little bit. And, at one time, you know, we didn't have a vehicle on our fleet that had less than 100,000 miles or less than 5 years, you know, on the road. And with a police vehicle, 100,000 miles in 5 years is kind of the life expectancy for them. So, you know, we've been trying to get them, at least one new vehicle a year to try and get caught up with you know, getting those vehicles replaced and the older ones off the road. You know, there's safety issues involved with that because you don't want to get into an emergency situation where they're going to have to be, you know, going at faster than normal rates of speed and not have a vehicle that's reliable.
And you raised an interesting point that there are still vehicles from this fleet that were actually in use when you were a police officer.
Yeah, matter of fact, the car that I used as an investigator is still on the streets and being used. And I don't know the exact year that car was brought into service. I remember we purchased it brand new when I was still on the police department. I retired in 2012, so, you know, that vehicle, you know, and I had it for several years before I retired. So that vehicle is, you know, pushing 15, 16 years old there and about. It might even be 17. I'm not sure exactly.
You know, fleet management is, for some reason, ends up being controversial. I'm not quite sure why.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, they don't look at the safety aspect of it. You know, I don't know if that's the case. You know, I may be reading too much into it. But, you know, when people see, you know, roads that need repaired, you know, they feel that would be a better use of the city's money. But, you know, no matter, you know, how we fix the roads or buy police vehicles, we have to keep the safety of our employees, you know, as a top priority.
Shifting gears to the budget talk, following up on last meeting's conversation about how to handle fund balances, it was formalized last night.
Yeah, it was formalized last night, and this is the third budget that I have been involved with, or with audits that have come through, you know, concerning the city's budget. And every time that we've received an audit from the professionals, they have recommended that those minimum fund balances be changed. And so that's what we did last night. You know, we had a discussion on that, you know, again, you know, 2 weeks ago, and then finalized that last night. So, you know, it's going to make everything a little bit more transparent. We're hoping, you know, that it'll be more transparent. It's going to be a lot, you know, less headache for keeping the books and maintaining the records. So, Randy Haley, you know, should be a lot better for her to keep the books in order.
Now, Randy Haley wasn't at last night's meeting, but again, she wasn't really needed in terms of this particular conversation because it was basically just formalizing what had already been discussed.
Exactly. And we knew that she was not going to be there. She had prior commitments that took her away from last night's meeting. But, you know, she made herself available prior to the meeting if anybody had any questions. And, you know, she'll be available, you know, at this point, too. So there should be no problems with getting any questions answered.
There's also several notes in the packet regarding how this works.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to try to go into all the details
right
here without my paperwork in front of me because I don't want to misspeak and then, you know, give somebody the wrong impression. And so I should have brought my notes with me, but I did not do that today. But, you know, anybody can look at that packet. You know, it is open to the public. You know, just go to the city website. And if you go into government, there's a tag in there for council packets, and so they can read everything that we get and that we're voting on. It's all, you know, available for the public.
In terms of discussion items, not discussion items, but items that were brought up during the meeting from the packet, there was talk about potentially being a cleanup for the boiler site.
Yeah, that actually was supposed to have started this week, and we didn't get a reason why, but the, you know, the state employees that were going to come in and start working on that did not show up. So we are expecting that to be taken care of, though, in the very near future.
But this will not affect the boiler cap. That's still an issue.
I don't believe that it's going to affect the cap, but, you know, that is something that is still being taken care of and still being looked at. So, you know, we're trying to get it taken care of.
Then, of course, there have been questions about sidewalks and getting sidewalks repairs. And apparently now there may be a grant available that could help with sidewalk repair.
Actually, we are receiving $125,000 from the state of Illinois. And, you know, from my information that I received from Senator Wynn Stoller, that money may not be available until the end of this year or possibly the beginning of next year. And so that's, you know, to be earmarked for sidewalk repairs. And we're actually using our public works employees to start doing some more of this work. So that should stretch our dollars out a little bit farther and be able to do more than we have in the past. Because in the past, we've always, hired that kind of work out. And since we're going to be doing some of that work ourselves, I say that'll allow us to do more, hopefully.
Finally, Councilmember Steve Faber raised the issue of electric charging stations in Kewaunee and that there's potentially a chance that Kewaunee is missing an opportunity to put in charging stations.
Well, Steve and I both have made some inquiries from some different companies that handle the charging stations and put them in, and we're actually having a hard time getting responses, you know, from these companies that do put those in. I know Steve talked to one company that was supposed to have mailed us some information, and that has not happened. And so, you know, I suggested that we make subsequent phone calls to get that information. And I know I have talked to one of our landowners here in town that owns some businesses, and he is interested in putting them in his businesses as a draw for people to, you know, come in and use the facilities that he has. And, you know, they have electric cars and charge their cars at the same time. So there's a possibility that, you know, some private entities are going to be looking into putting them in also.
Good to know. Well, Mayor Moore, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just, last night it was mentioned that, you know, I brought up, you know, tried to update people on the flag project that my wife has started. And, you know, we pretty much have the downtown area completed, and we're beginning to work on Main Street and Tenney Streets, but we're kind of at a holding pattern right now because the vendor that we was buying the brackets and the flags from, they ran out, and so we've had to find a new vendor, and those flags are being set up to be put on the poles that we're using, and so as soon as those flags are ready, we'll be putting more flags up. So, you know, we're getting a lot of very positive responses on that, and, you know, it's, you know, a good thing for Kewaunee.